This time of year, airports and bus stations are packed with holiday travelers, and there's one Christmas visit Carol Roberts of Inglewood will never forget. Carol came to StoryCorps with her daughter, Jennifer Mullenkamp. She remembers spending the holidays in Jersey City, New Jersey in the 1950s.
When you were growing up, you guys moved around a lot, right? Grandpa was in the military.
He was. One of the things that I remember from my childhood that people don't have the experience of anymore is traveling by train. Every time we moved, well, except for Hawaii, of course, where we flew, but our other trips were by train to these locations where my dad was posted. My parents did not own a car until I was 12 years old. So we traveled by train everywhere. And I remember these very, very long and sometimes exhausting train trips. The one to Texas was several days on a train. I remember the Christmas visit. Mm-hmm. My dad was in Korea, and my grandma Dietz lived in what essentially was a tenement, although I wouldn't have ever known to call it that, and I probably didn't know to call it a tenement until I was a grown woman. The rooms were lined up in a row, one right after the other, and so the front room that faced out on the street, my grandmother's living room, had a secretary in it. It's the one that's in my living room right now. And on top of that secretary, or in that secretary somehow, there was a clock that chimed the hours. And it kept me awake the entire night because, of course, I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up every hour, every time that clock would chime. And then I'd hear them all talking. Are they asleep yet? Can they hear, you know, what should we do? Where's the costume? And I could hear them, you know, planning the whole thing so that I knew exactly what was going to happen, that my grandfather was going to dress up as Santa Claus because they were going to wake us up at midnight or something. Mm-hmm. So maybe they put me to bed early so that I'd sleep a little bit and so they could do all this, whatever mm-hmm. they were doing, wrapping presents. My parents always, and this amazes me when I think of it as a parent, they always set up the Christmas tree after we went to bed on Christmas Eve. Always. Until I was, oh gosh, maybe 14, I guess. They stopped doing that mm-hmm. and, you know, we would help them decorate. But they always, that tree was always a surprise the next morning. We never saw a thing. That astonishes me. So I'm thinking that's what they were trying to do and hoping that I was asleep. But that silly clock kept waking me up, and I heard everything. It was like, da-da-da-dum,
oh.
Now you know the truth. So Mom always blamed it on my cousin Judy, but yeah. I heard them long before Judy said to me, that's Grant, that's Uncle Jack, you know that. And then he was her Uncle Jack, my grandpa John Dietz.
When we were kids, I remember, you know, at Christmas time, you had already wrapped some presents. You probably did this all the time, but you had them in the closet. Mm-hmm. You had them all wrapped up and you had them up high. And my sister Jill, I don't know, somebody must have told Jill to look in there, or somehow Jill knew they were in there. And I can remember her like saying, hey, we're going to open presents. And oh, she should have said something like, you know, hey, we're going to run away from home. It would have made me just as anxious. She was wanting to, you know,
yes.
run in there and open them up. And I remember she did. She opened did. One, didn't she?
Oh, she opened them a lot. For mm-hmm. many years in a row.
I know.
She would slit those gifts open, and
I know
you would never do that.
Oh,
I know.
You would have. Yeah.
Very different personalities.
You could have knocked me over before I'd do anything like that. Well, I want to thank you for spending time and talking with me today. It was kind of neat to hear about things.
It was
amazing.
You
know, stuff that I don't know about from your childhood. It's very cool.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for making this appointment for us and giving us a chance to do this. We have a lot more to talk about.
I know. We'll have to make another appointment on StoryCorps.
Absolutely.
Carol Roberts and her daughter Jennifer Mullenkamp at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Sarah Buckingham. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.